Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Something I saw that seems like a small story, but I'm looking at the reaction on Twitter. I've never seen this guy. He's the NFL reporter for ESPN. His name is Albert Breer. And he sparked quite a backlash after jokingly tweeting, and it was obvious, that he had destroyed his son's T-ball participation trophy. You know, he may have put up something on Twitter, too. It wasn't a trophy, but it was something showing that. He tweeted, "Found out my kid got a participation trophy. This had to be done." The tweet included a link to the reporter's Instagram account, where he also added the hashtag Father of the Year. Almost immediately, Breer was attacked by those thinking the reporter had maliciously destroyed his son's little baseball trophy. But in the follow-up, Breer made it clear he was joking. And some of the things you saw on Twitter are amazing. Here's one. "Keep the trophy pieces so you can remember why he doesn't visit you in the home." Down the line. Another, let's see. "I'm fascinated by people who believe an 8-year-old receiving a keepsake for playing a Little League season sets him up for failure as an adult. The idea itself is tremendously blanking stupid, but the people who believe it are really something." Another, FedEx writes, "And the destruction of that trophy can crush a child's spirit faster than anything else. If he or she is proud of it and is proud to show dad and dad destroys it, how do you think the child feels? You're not making the child better. You're embittering them." All right, there was one more. "Is this indicative of how routinely you treat your children? If so, time to call CPS, Child Protective Services." Another. "You're younger than..." This his handle is "Punching Those Nazis." "You're younger than I am. And if you played any sport as a kid, you also would have gotten a trophy just for playing. You're a terrible person, and you don't deserve to be a father." Now, DJ and Luke have gotten some of these. I don't even think we keep them at home. You know, not that I went around destroying them or put them to the back bench, but they clearly know how ridiculous this is. This is the single biggest thing when people are trying to latch onto, though, something that's wrong to get at. I didn't know on the other side of it, and there are hundreds of these tweets, there would be so many people that would be this defensive. In other words, we know about how the participation trophy has become the signature of stuff that bothers people. I'm not saying it's the end of the world bothers them, but they do see it as a shorthand for what's going on here with sports, where everybody has to play two innings no matter what. You don't show up. You don't do, you know, kids' soccer games where they're really just killing grass in the center of the field. Dan, did you ever get a participation trophy?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Do you have those trophies?
No, none of them. Why would I keep them? They don't signify anything.
So I wonder out there, do you talk to, you know, J.D. Moane writes for the Bucks County Courier Times. We've talked about this. This is worthy of, you can keep the participation trophy, but you ought to talk to the kid about it. And you ought to talk to him about, you know, how he felt, about how he performed, what he did, practice, how much is he into it, and all that. But what it does is, when everybody gets a trophy, then the other trophies don't have the same meaning. That's why trophies are significant. They signify you won, or, and I was going to ask this, are there second place trophies and third place and all up and down the line, and everybody has to get some kind of keepsake? You know, once you go past three or four things in the league, like the first place team, the most valuable, I believe in a sportsmanship award. That's a little bit harder to determine that type of thing. I'm fine with that. Even a most improved type of thing.
You know, I have a theory as to what these trophies actually are.
Okay.
The sports leagues for kids are so expensive for the parents that they need some. It's like a receipt for the parents. Like, oh, your kid, you paid us a boatload of money to have your kid play in recreational sports. Here's a trophy for your money.
Attempt to do that? Okay. But most people are against this. I think this is 70-30 or more against it. I was surprised on Twitter that you had this many people going wild defending the whole proposition of this and how the repercussion will be maybe to the kid. I mean, how many kids really put any significance into it? For a lot, it's embarrassing. For others that really don't care, they're playing the sport up to a certain age, usually around 11, 12, and then they quit. They're just doing it because they kind of got in the habit. Maybe a T-ball was fun because everybody's about the same, and now they realize they're not any good, don't want to play. Maybe they do it for, it's like Santa Claus. They do it for a year for mom and dad, and then they're off and they don't want to play anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. No, I definitely think it's more embarrassing than anything else. And it goes deeper because with kids getting participation trophies, you see them expecting just in every facet of life some kind of commendation.
Oh, you actually think there is some carryover from this?
I do.
I don't know if I'm prepared to go. But flesh that out a little bit, Dan. I don't know if I'm prepared to go that because we've done the participation trophy that it gets to be a carryover into expectation and all.
You don't think so? You know,
I think it's annoying. It's very annoying.
I think when kids come to expect some kind of reward for doing nothing, it can go far in life as to them expecting something out of nothing.
All right. I'm looking for somebody. You can call Dan right now. Right now. Make any kind of I promise we will not bludgeon you to death. But I'm amazed. These people on Twitter, can you make an argument for the participation trouble? The argument is, well, you know, some of these kids are never going to get anything. What's wrong with do that? All right, if you want to do a hustle award and the kid truly hustles, something like that, I'm all on board. He's bad, but he's all out. I could go with something like that. But a massive participation trophy, I agree with you. You just can't. And if it's a league of 150 kids reading the list as people come up, do they actually, you know, they ought to take a box, hand it to the coach. Hey, hand these out. They're like tchotchkes or something. Mm-hmm. You know, don't call a kid up and award all these trophies en masse.
Yeah, we had pizza parties at the end where it was like a graduation ceremony where each team was called up by name. You received your trophies.
Oh, my. Did they say the individual name or they just said the team and get the hell out of here? Here's your take this home to mom and dad, you know.
The bigger leagues, it was just the team name, but I remember a specific Pop Warner football league I was in where everybody got their name called and had to come up and receive their trophy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All righty. Maybe there is damage here. I have to reconsider that. Are you someone that can make any argument, and is it still going on where you are? Come on, if you never called before, do you have a kid, recent memory, last couple of years, last 5 years, or are they still doing that? Get more creative. You want to give a hustle award for somebody that truly is, goes all out, but the kid's just not at that age any good. I could see that. But that everybody does this. Who is it that invented this? Who was the guy that came up with this? All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. I'm kind of diminishing a bit, though, the carryover, that because of the participation trophy. Do we need something new? I don't have it yet. In other words, I think there are other things that happen, maybe in school or whatever, more than the participation trophy. There got to be other things out there where societally we're just saying, keep the peace. Let's say everybody's doing well. Is there something? I like the red pen. You can't use red pen in school if you're marking something. I like that one better because it hurts feelings to see the red pen on it. I like that one better than the participation trophy. Attendance awards, Dan, you think that's if you have perfect attendance, that's...
But why should people get rewarded for
just
showing up?
No, wait a minute. If you have perfect attendance, I got to straighten this out. I need the Supreme Court in this. If you have perfect attendance, I am giving you an award for that.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Because I just think there should be just straight value placed on showing up to school. I don't think you should need to be rewarded for it.
You know what you have to go through to be perfect attendance even over the course of a year?
Look, perfect attendance, maybe. Maybe I can go with you a little bit. But in my high school, They had, if you had like less than five, if you missed less than 5% of days, you got a reward for that.
Oh, well, no. Now like, we're, yeah, right. Like, now that's, yeah, now, but if you have perfect attendance, I know they want you to stay home, you're sick, and I like the perfect attendance. Just don't be coughing all over, you know, everybody. But
I know you like the perfect attendance.
Yes.
You haven't taken a day off in like 30 years.
Yeah, imagine somebody struggling, crawling to get into school. They have a broken arm. They're writing with the other hand. And Dan doesn't want to give them an award for that, for perfect attendance. The 5% thing, I agree.
Look, if you're sick, don't get me sick. That's where I
stand. All right. But the perfect, the 5% thing, yeah, that's ridiculous. Now we're taking it to level. So you have one. We need something new, too. Is there a new award out there that's undeserved? Let's go to Doug, Jersey Shore. Hey, Doug, welcome in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I knew that we were going to have a lousy 8 years when I saw Barack Obama get the Nobel Peace Prize 2 months or 3 months or whatever it was into his
That's right.
term. And the same thing went for... I think, didn't Yasser Arafat get the Nobel Peace Prize, too?
I would hope with somebody else, but I think you're right, yeah, that this happened. Jimmy Carter, probably, Rabin, yeah. It's something that used to be a big deal, a huge deal that's cheapened itself. You're right.
Yeah, so that is definitely my vote. And then you could look to, I know I didn't say this to the screener, but you can look to some of the national awards that the president gives, the American Freedom Awards. Sometimes those people are... very suspect.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you had to. Well, I'll give you a big one, Doug. Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame. I hear sometimes, I listen to my buddy, you know, on IP, and somebody will call, you know, what about this guy for the Hall of Fame? I'm going, what? What happened here, you know? And yeah, that used to be, once you extend this too much, what you end up doing is you cheapen it. That's the way that it goes.
That's exactly right. And that just kind of ripples through everything else in life, it seems.
Yeah, the Nobel Prize, though, very good one. That used to be, boy, this is heavy-duty country, right? Do you have another one? 855-839-1210. I guess we're kind of doing participation trophies for adults or things that have been cheap. How the heck does Drake have 42 nominations for Grammys? He's only won four, though. I kind of like that, only four. The number of people that have probably won 10 Grammys or more. They just hand them out. It's easy. The Tonys appear to be fairly difficult to win. You know, I saw it this time around. I don't think that's one. But the Hall of Fame, they brought analytics into it. By the way, in a sign, let me see if I have this right. I heard this the other day, and it's one of those factoids that applies to life, not just sports. Suddenly, I know it's a different game. Baseball pitchers can't. It's like a celebration. We need a parade if they pitch a perfect game. Really, if they pitch into the seventh inning. About a week or so ago, we could get the date. Nolan Ryan, who was the horse of horses on the mound, went 13 innings, struck out 19, and threw, wait for it, 235 pitches. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Just saying 235 pitches to some pitchers today. That'd be like, that's about five starts, right? Four starts at least. How can a guy throw 235 pitches? And he was probably throwing 97 to 100 most of the time. 13 innings. That is stunning. And striking out 19. So has something, and you can't tell me, well, Dom, they're throwing today with more torque, higher velocity and all that. Not than Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan, I've had hitters say off the air, frightening. They didn't want to get in there with him. Thank God he didn't throw at you. I mean, it was that quick, that hazardous. That is almost, yeah, this past Saturday, 45th anniversary of that game. So it was 45 years ago. He was able to throw 235 pitches. He pitched forever. He won what? About 320, 325, 330 games? Something like that. Now, he's a rare human being. I mean, you know. But if he was able to do it, why is it we've come down to this, even at the big league level? All right, let's go to Paul in Trenton. Paul, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. Great show. And this
Thank
is a great
you.
Topic. Listen, all you got to see as far as the participation trophies, that all you got to do is go to local restaurants, and you'll see the young kids showing up to work, but they're not really working. But they want raises, they want all this,
mm-hmm.
and that's the That's the reason is because all the participation. All you got to do is show up, and that's not teaching the kids responsibility or effort or anything like that. I remember my daughter when she was in school, she was in art class, and they had an art show, and you had your first, second, third place, but everyone else got honorable mention.
Yeah, that's fair, right?
And you got so many kids that are going to college, expecting to just show up. That and get something out of it. I just sit there and it's just, the kids these days are just.
I like the honorable mention point that everybody's at least got to get the honorable mention. All right, Marv in the far northeast has a very interesting one. All right, Marv, what's yours?
Confederate statues. Those guys walk.
That is a pretty good insight. Confederate war statues.
Yep.
Well,
enjoy the day.
All righty. Thank you, Marv. You're a man. That was quite a hit.
He's not wrong.
All right. Confederate war statues. Well, in the case of some of the seminal figures, but in the case of others, yeah, that's true. They weren't the winners. Confederate war statues that are still there. Clever. The Grammys, Nobel Prize. You know that most of these things, I think the Hall of Fame, I think any number of things get watered down. There's a sense, you know, we got to be more inclusive, missing the thing that makes an award that it really takes something to win it. And the more rigorous it is, the more valued it is, right? This coming off a guy saying he smashed his 8-year-old son's participation trophy and Twitter goes completely crazy. So again, I don't think the participation trophy is the only thing that's out there. It's the one we've latched onto. I remember when the red, you can't mark in red pencil, or red pen came out. I thought that was even more something that fits. But people love to come back to the participation trophy.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.